The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with my... Oh, she'll be here in a minute. Okay. That would be Miss Robin over here sitting beside me. She's joining us this morning. Glad to have her with us this morning. So we just found out that Jimmy Buffett passed away, and Robin has been to front row seat concerts with Jimmy Buffett, got a guitar pick and whatever. What else have you gotten, babe?
Sweatband, wristband.
Yeah. You got what?
I got Jimmy Buffett's sweat.
You got Jimmy Buffett's sweat.
Uh-huh. On his sweatband.
Yeah, you have DNA, huh?
I have DNA. I almost got his jeweled sandals, but the guy next to me got them.
Oh.
I think it was seven times. My sister and I used to split it. My uncle had front row seats at Meriwether.
Yeah.
In a subscription.
Yeah.
And he got Jimmy Buffett every year for some reason. He never asked for Jimmy Buffett because he was not a Jimmy Buffett guy.
Right.
But so that meant my sister and I got to split them. But we always fought over them, so it was every other year. And then we took our friends. And then one year we actually went together. That was kind of fun, too. But it wasn't the same.
Wasn't the same. Oh, Robin, baby. I'm sorry that you are his number one fan and that he passed away.
I'm not his number one fan. I can tell you there are a lot of other nutty people out there at those concerts, but I'm a definite parrot head. I'm a certified parrot head. There he is.
There he is, yeah. So,
76.
Didn't we go to his place down in Tennessee when we were there?
I didn't.
Yeah, Remember they had a little Margaritaville there? Didn't we go to that Margaritaville thing in Tennessee when we were there?
I don't remember being there with you.
And Dolly World or whatever it was. Or is that...
We might have.
You remember anything about our trip?
Oh, go away. I remember taking that scooter up and down that mountain.
Okay.
And I remember the black bear.
Yeah, that was fun.
And the elk. Oh, the elk were so cool.
Yeah. Down there on the North Carolina line. So.
Oh, they were neat. I never seen anything that big in the wild that wasn't contained.
They weren't.
You know, that was really neat.
Yep, and it was a rut too, which was.
Oh yeah, they were having some fun.
Hey, Glenn's on the line. He's been holding all this time. Morning, Glenn.
Morning, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, Rob, how you all doing?
Doing good, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm starting to sound like I'm awake.
Okay, I guess.
Yep. What's going on in your world, buddy?
Not a whole lot. I did to get out to go dove hunting yesterday, but I didn't even get a shot.
Didn't even get a shot? Wow. Well, location, 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 buddy. Yeah. Did you see a lot of them?
Well, I saw a few, but I guess ones down along the railroad are getting more.
Yeah.
They shot for a while. I didn't even get a shot. I saw about four of them. By the time I got gun up, they were over the prop field. So.
Yeah, that's one thing about dove hunting I don't like. When you're hunting crop fields on the edge of a cornfield or soybean field, if you don't have a dog, you're in trouble unless you really have a good eye and you know you follow the feathers down to the ground. It's a little tough to locate them. So.
Yep.
But, I love dove hunting. They're a lot of fun, a lot of action, and, you know, good to eat, too. I love to eat them. They're excellent eating. So, yes, indeed. Well, it's just starting, you know. It'll And I'll tell you, you know, dove season, there's several different dove seasons, and they come and go. But everybody likes to start their hunting season off with the, you know, with a dove hunt, which is always nice. It's a big social event usually, you know, a lot of fun, a lot of enjoyment. So at least you got out there, buddy. That's a good thing.
Yep.
So I guess we'll know this coming week about our bear permits. If anybody entered the bear lottery, that drawing will be coming up this week, so you'll get an email, or you can check the list on the DNR website. All they do is publish a list of DNR ID numbers, and Robin always likes to check the list to see if my number came up. And I've got a couple fellows that are applying for permits that would put me on as a sub-permittee. We've got some folks up in Western Maryland that we can hunt with, and so the bear hunting thing is kind of exciting. I've only taken one in Maryland, three altogether, two in Canada, one here, and it's quite interesting to see that. We're still looking, we're getting it narrowed down, but we are at the gates here of having to close it down, the search for a good Maryland bear photograph. I'm going to put this out here on the air for the cover of the record book. We've got a white-tailed deer, we've got a Sika deer. We need a beautiful bear picture, live bear picture. Not a trail camera picture. They're not high enough resolution. Somebody's taken a photo of a bear in Maryland. We'd love to see that picture. Right, Robin?
Please send it so we can get this done.
Yeah, we've had a number of folks that, you know, send some pictures, and we've put the feelers out there for the people that bear hunt out there. We've got some photographers and some folks on the search, and it's, you know, one of the fellows is like, "Oh, I got some great bear pictures." I said, "Oh man, that's beautiful. Where's this one in a soybean field, North Carolina?" I said, "Oh wow, where's this one walking along a trail?" "Oh, that's down in Virginia." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, okay, well." We need to get a Maryland bear. So, and who would know? You know, the point is, it's a photo on a cover. Who would know? We want to be authentic. We like to put out the real deal. You know, and I had a conversation with somebody the other day who's considering working with Ellis Outdoors and Bucks, Bears, Stags. And I started thinking about it. And on our website, I forget what it says, the leading, you know, media for hunting and fishing in Maryland, and you know, there are others that do portions of what we do, Robin, but I don't think anybody quite covers the waterfront with print and broadcasting and social media and online like we do. Do you?
I don't think so.
You know, and we try to bring quality to every end of that. You know, look, this radio show is what it is. It's Glenn, you still with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I'm pontificating. I didn't ask about your plans for the week or anything like that. Are you got any plans for Labor Day?
I guess maybe do some dove hunting. Hopefully.
Do some more dove hunting. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. So.
I do. Supposed to go this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, good luck. Good luck. Starts at noon and runs till the end of the day. So yeah, they could fly today, and they could fly over you today, you know.
Yeah, hope so.
I hope so too. Get some shooting in. So yeah, I'll tell you, I've dove hunted in 96 degree weather. It's not fun. Got crispy, got a sunburn, but you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything. I really like doing it. So yeah.
I think you're all nuts.
I goose hunted in, I don't know, it must have been about 90-degree weather. I remember years back when they first they made goose season earlier. It opened up in October instead of...
Yeah, yeah, November. I do. Yeah.
I was out in the goose pond, short-sleeve shirt, swatting mosquitoes.
That's right. Well, I'm going to be doing that, I believe, on Thursday up in Western Maryland. Mm-hmm. And I like to hunt the early goose. You know, you got to, if it's hot, and it's going to be, you got to kind of quit early and get those geese cooled down if you want to eat them. So
That's what I would think, too. You know, why?
Yeah, yeah, you got to get them.
Like that.
Yeah, got to get them opened up and cleaned up. Yeah. Yep. So... But we did an early goose hunt one time, which was about a mile or less from a pond where the DNR used to do the tagging. You know, they'd come in and when the geese were flightless during the molt, they'd come in and catch them and they'd tag them. And I think we killed 20, 23, 25, somewhere in the mid-20s. And I think we had 8 bands, and they were all right from that pond. So, you know, it was kind of a honey hole. And, if you listen to Mark from Delaware, those resident geese can be a lot of trouble for people because of their habits, you know. And it just golf courses hate them. Homeowners hate them because of the waste and everything else. And it's just, and they're so prolific. I mean, there's a pair down here right along Route 50, at least one pair. There's some little sediment ponds or whatever right along the highway here. And, you know, you'll see a goose and a gander, and all of a sudden there's 12 goslings, you know, so they just, and with no threats to them, man, the population just goes nuts. So it is definitely a good thing this resident season. Right, Robin?
Sure. I guess.
You are so involved.
Well, I'm not a hunter.
I know.
I think anybody that goes out there in their camo and stuff and is god-awful sweaty heat has lost their frickin' mind.
Well, okay. But
just a personal opinion.
But you know what? We're hunters, okay? We are driven by that, and we adapt to the weather. You just have to.
So. I think you're self...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Masochism.
Masochistic. Yeah, I got it. Hey, Glenn, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yep.
See you later, man.
God bless you.
You take it easy, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn. All right.
I mean, I just don't see any reason when you don't have to go out there and sweat yourself to death.
That we're hunters, Robin.
Oh, that doesn't mean you got to be stupid.
You have a beautiful fireplace that you never use. We did, too. It was just a hole in the wall. It sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed it when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's because we, after several visits to several places that supply fireplace inserts...
You have no idea.
Unsuccessfully, and just got jacked around so bad by so many, we selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace unit insert from Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You want to know why? We got good service. We didn't get snowed. We got good information. We got a good price.
That's what I'm talking about, labor and work. And pride in their work in America. Backyard Billy's has it.
Exactly. The whole team, they are dedicated to helping their customers. And that's so important.
It's the truth.
It is true. So they helped with the installation. I mean, they did the installation. They did the chimney. They recommended a mason to do the stonework on the going up the wall. We were able to supply the stone. He did the labor, everything. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. And we love the convenience of the gas fireplace insert, and you will too when you visit Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They carry Enviro and Regency. Regency also makes wood fireplace inserts and freestanding wood stoves. Enviro also makes pellet inserts and pellet freestanding stoves as well. So, look, you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Do what we did. Get one with a remote control. You sit here, hit the button, it turns on, the heat comes up. You can turn the fan on, blow the heat into the room, turn the light on, see the firebox, whatever you want. It's gorgeous. It absolutely is. BackyardBillys.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's has my and Robin's recommendation, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials or give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing, smell those shrimp they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's nobody's fault.
All right. Tragic loss.
A lot of memories.
Yeah. Robin's sitting over here tearing up, as you can see.
So, oh, there's a lot of good memories to that.
Glad to hear that, baby. All right. Hey, Robin, are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
If I can make it home from the Eastern Shore after one of his concerts, I can make it home anywhere. Okay.
I don't know what that means. But
I can make it through anything.
All right. Gotcha.
Yeah. Number four. William Sparks.
William Sparks. Wow.
I don't know who William Sparks is.
Well, William Sparks is actually came in on the internet.
Okay, cool.
So congratulations, William Sparks. We'll get in touch. We'll get in touch. I think it's Larry's nephew, if I remember right.
Awesome.
Yes, indeed. All right. 410 WCBM 680. Tackle Box Tim, are you there?
Good morning, and congratulations to William.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. We'll get William's address and get that over to you as soon as we possibly can here this morning, buddy.
That sounds great, and great to have Robin back with us this morning.
Great to be back.
Yep.
And Robin, you have to understand about the pursuit of fish and game. Even when it's hot, you got to go. But I know Alan.
Oh, fishing, I understand.
Yeah,
okay.
and myself, we realize our limitations. And like Monday, Tuesday, when it's supposed to be 97 degrees, if I got an invitation, I would make it clear that I need to be off the water by 10:30, 11 o'clock, because me and heat don't get along. And you need to, yeah, sunscreen for the fishermen. I know if you're hunting, you're fully clothed, and you got to worry about heat exhaustion.
That's
true.
Heat exhaustion, yeah. mostly odor, though. I mean, you can dress for the weather, you know, but you gotta take care of your scent in this hot weather.
Oh, here we go with the scent again.
Oh, hey, yeah. I agree. And you have to take care of your scent before you get home, too, because I'm sure Robin sends you right to the shower.
I don't care.
Uh-huh. But, yeah. We have an
ongoing dissertation about the deer really run from you because of the smell. I will fight anybody on it, but that's okay.
I would side with the hunter on that, who have had the experience of being busted.
Oh, many times. Many times. Yep.
But how, okay, honest to God.
Yeah.
How do you know it was your scent that busted them? How do you know? How do you know they didn't hear a noise? How do you know it was even you that made them run? You have no idea what was going through their head at that moment.
You're not a hunter, are you?
I'm just telling you.
Let me ask you a question.
No, I'm asked you a question.
I'll give you the answer, okay? When you're sitting there and you're playing the wind, okay, and the deer are coming and they're paying no attention to you and your scent is going away from them, they can't smell you because the wind is, you know, in your face, and they're coming, you see them coming, and all of a sudden you feel that wind shift and hit you on the back of the neck, and the heads go up, and they begin to snort, and they leave. It's nothing else but because that you haven't moved, you haven't blinked, because that you've gone into predator mode at that point when you see a deer coming. Okay, so that little waft of wind can do that. Also, you got to think of the way the thermals work. Okay, thermals are updrafts and downdrafts, morning and evening. When the temperature starts to warm up, you know, with the sun coming up, the thermals will, I think it's rise in the morning and fall in the evening. The thermals are downdrafts and updrafts that carry your scent to an animal that, you know, may be upwind from you.
All I'm saying is if you can prove to me what went through that deer's head at that moment when it ran, and that's exactly what he was thinking was, oh, my God, I smell somebody.
Yeah, it's exactly what he was thinking.
No, you got to be able to prove that to me.
Okay.
I think it would be, it's not that I smell somebody, it's that I smell something that's not ordinary for my environment.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, well, I'm going to you have to understand, Alan does the laundry in this house because of his obsession with scent, which I actually really gained from. I'm not going to complain about it, but he gets so obsessive about it, I find it funny. But I'm also not dumb enough to make too big a deal about it because I don't have to do the laundry. So.
Good point.
Okay?
Yep.
I will stop now before I end up having to figure out how to use the new washer and dryer I've never figured out how to use. Tells me, my doctor says, can you throw that in the washer for me? I said, what, how do I know? I don't know what button to push.
Well, I recently used a husband versus wife doing the laundry in a talk that I gave associated with the way that I hang my single hooks, is that a lot of guys will bang me because I don't hang the single hook so the point is forward. I do mine so it's hanging backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So how I legitimized that was saying, you know how your wife doesn't like you to do the laundry because you don't do it exactly the way she does, but it gets the laundry just as clean. So the hook isn't facing the same way, but it still gets the same job done.
Got it. You know what gets me? Why are women's buttons on their shirt opposite of the buttons on a man's shirt?
No idea.
Because ours are hanging right.
Okay, Robin. Hey, Tim, thanks for the call.
All right. We'll
got to keep going,
y'all
buddy.
Y'all have a good holiday weekend.
Hey, Tim, you have a super
same,
holiday weekend. Okay?
All right.
Bye-bye. Stay cool.
Yep. Hey, you got a nice email here about Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett.
Don't you screw up his name. That's like.
Well, did you see the closed caption on Fox News? They called him Carrot Heads.
Well, the closed captions, if you actually read them,
I do.
Are so funny.
I know.
Okay.
Hey, listen, here's the email. Glad Robin's doing well. Good to hear her voice. Always a pleasure to hear her on the show. Back in the day, we go to the Buffett concerts. At Merriweather, we had a 1968 VW bus. We could take that to the concerts. We decorated it to the theme of the concert. Okay, one year we did a big shark for the Fins to the Left, Fins to the Right concert. Following year, it was Pirates. In 40, made a big sailing ship. Looked like it had sails and what a good group of people.
Oh, I love it. Oh, and they had... It was just like tailgating at a football game.
Yep. Fun. No one's fault. Imagine a bunch of people drinking and having fun, actually getting along. No one even got shot. Shocker. I think that ship has sailed. People need to start respecting everybody, including themselves. Love the show. Thank you for your time. There you go.
Do you have a name on that?
I do. No, I only have a last name, and I won't give it. So,
okay.
All right, we got to keep moving here, baby. Let's see. Gary and Dundalk. No, Lee and Towson, then Gary and Dundalk. So we got a couple calls waiting. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Alan and Robin. Glad to hear you're back, sweetheart.
Thank
good
you.
To hear your voice.
Feels good to be back.
Alan, I'm talking about deer hunting and scent. I would go into the woods and literally behind my house. And I wasn't a big one on scent control and everything, because where I hunt is adjacent to Loch Raven. We got a lot of hikers. The deer, I really wouldn't know a whole lot about how deer react other than where my area, because I really haven't hunted any other
right
big areas in our grand state. But I... would get a kick because I'd be in the woods and, you know, I'd have a deer and, you know, you hear them start snorting and everything. They're not even within sight. And my wife would, I'd come home and she goes, they busted you again. She'd be on the back deck listening to them snorting and wheezing through the woods And you scared them all away again. I said, I guess I did. But, scent is a huge, huge thing. But when you're in a heavily populated with hikers and bikers and stuff around you, there's a little forgiveness, I think, because they're used to the human scent and smell.
Exactly. Well, you know, the closer you are to your house, the less you're going to affect them by your scent because they're familiar with it. Okay.
Correct.
If you get back in their range, in their area, they may know the scent, but they may not recognize
Correct.
It where you
yep.
are at that point, you know? So,
yep.
So there you go.
Quick question.
Yeah.
I get some deer early season, and I don't have a walk-in or access to cooling them down. Another thing... My wife doesn't. We have a second refrigerator in the basement, and I
right.
will quarter them,
yeah.
Skin off, and hang them on the metal racks in the refrigerator and let them drain in the cans, you know, in the refrigerator. To,
yeah.
Know,
yeah.
To get all the scent out.
Yeah.
I've always heard about with bucks and whatnot cutting out the torsal glands or
yeah.
anything in the legs.
Yeah, on the outside of the legs? Yeah.
I can't say I've ever done that in the wintertime where I hang them in the garage when it's nice and cold. But
right.
I've never noticed the taint from that. Should I be cutting those glands out of the male, the bucks?
If you're gonna, if you mean when you skin them or what?
Yeah, I guess when you skin, does that?
No, when you skin them, that tarsal gland is kind of in this. I don't know how you would say it. The subcutaneous tissue. It's not in the meat of the. It's not in the meat of the animal. It's in the hide part of the animal.
So there's nothing else there in that back leg or anything.
No,
I need to.
No. Okay. If you skin that ant, now I will tell you this: you want a cover, great cover scent. Then you take those tarsal glands and freeze them, or use them fresh. Fantastic deer scent, fantastic cover scent, fantastic attractant. I've used tarsal glands since I was a teenager, and they still work.
I've done the tinks and
yeah,
all
that
the
stuff.
I use
certain scents. There's some I won't, but that tarsal gland, if you make a wide enough cut around it. Okay, and contain the whole gland and don't cut down through the middle of it or something like that. You basically skin it off the hide or skin it. I don't know how to explain it, but, you know, to take that chunk of hide and use that, just hang that downwind. It's a tremendous attractant.
So it'd be something I would put in a baggie or something.
Take with you, yeah.
Keep it refrigerated.
Refrigerated or frozen, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Don't put it in the refrigerator. I don't think your wife would like the milk smelling like that.
Nah, she's already. I get enough comments about what I do with the refrigerator.
I'm sure you do. So
dead stuff hanging in there. And
yeah, you need your own refrigerator. All right, buddy.
All right.
We got to go.
That's his plans. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Lee.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, one quick note here from a friend, our buddy Russ Leith, asked me to announce the sanctioned Maryland State Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation sanctioned turkey calling contest. The Maryland State Open Friction, Owl Hooting, the Maryland Open, the Amateur, the Junior, the Intermediate, September 24th, $40 entry fee. Registration starts at 9 a.m. For more information, give Russ a call. Here's the number, 443-677-3669 or rleith@comcast.net. There's a couple other numbers here, but if you want to give Russ a call to get in on the Maryland State Turkey Sanction Calling Contest by the National Wild Turkey Federation, Maryland State Chapter, you can do that. And they'll give you the location and the times and everything else. It's Grand National 2023 Calling Championship, sponsored by Maryland Chapter of National Wild Turkey Federation, 443-677-3669. Clyde Sports Shop, you know, I talking about the dove guns, I want to talk about the waterfowl guns because, you know, this early season you might need a Maxxis 2 in Auric, A-U-R-I-C camo. New for 2023, reliable gas-operated auto-loading shotgun with additional enhancements to improve your performance. This gun comes to your shoulder so beautifully, it's unbelievable. Composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad, in-flux recoil pad, and oversized controls. Features the new Browning Auric concealment, the Max 2 auto-loader. Then I mentioned earlier the A5 in vintage tan, a reliable short recoil-operated auto-loading shotgun with a rugged composite stock, textured gripping surfaces, a shim adjustable for your length of pull, cast, and drop. And shotgunners know what that means. In other words, you can fit it to your own body shape and so forth. Full-coverage retro vintage tan camo finish comes with the Invector DS choke tubes. And if you like a pump action, newly designed BPS field model with a new look, larger trigger guard to accommodate your gloved hand, matte blue finish barrel, forged machine steel receiver, bottom ejection. That's so critical in a duck blind. Satin finish walnut pump action, all with superior fit and a new checkering surface. Synthetic stock models are available, all at your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108. Website is ClydeSports.com. Clyde's is open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Clyde Sports Shop, you'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
A chicken farmer went out one cold and windy night. He had a bad feeling something wasn't right. Suddenly a giant chicken hit him right in the eye. It was the sight he dreaded. Ghost chickens in the sky. Farmer had raised chickens since he was 24, all working for the colonel for 30 years or more, killing all those chickens and sending them to fry. Now it's payback time for ghost chickens in the sky. Their beaks were black and shiny, their eyes were burning red. Had no meat or feathers, these chickens were dead. They picked the farmer up, and he died by the claw. They cooked him extra crispy, and ate him with coleslaw.
that?
I can't tell you. I don't remember.
Moral of the story, be careful who you eat. Because there's no more painful death than to be rotisserie.
I love it.
Please go have a burger and pass the colonel by. And maybe you'll survive. Ghost chickens in the sky. Everybody!
Hey, that was fun.
I'm gonna get a big speaker and just play it next door.
For our chicken loving neighbors next door. Oh my gosh. Sperry's Tire Service at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off 15 East, and that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. They've got American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. They sell the other brands too. Sperry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And Sperry's has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, checking, diagnosing, repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on like they did for me on Monday. 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Sperry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied, Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Sperry's Tire Service in Easton. That number, 410-822-7384. Slower, that's 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires. Spurries Tire Service. Who's on the line there, Aaron? Who we got? Gary and Dundalk. Good morning, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Great. Quick question?
Yep.
When does the muzzle loading season start?
Early muzzle loader season starts the 19th, I believe. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, middle of October. Give me a second.
Okay.
Now. Yep. And then the late muzzle loader season comes in after Christmas. Early muzzle loader is 19/20/21.
All right.
And then following week, there's a week of antlerless season. That you can't kill a buck, but you can take antlerless deer up to 10.
All right.
All right?
Yeah, I wrote it down. Thanks.
Thanks, Gary.
Bye.
Bye. Frank in St. Michael's. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Al. Good morning, hey, Robin.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
All fair to Midland for being near 68.
Yeah, you're a puppy.
You still hunting that farm this year where you didn't see any deer last year?
Yeah, I am. I did see some deer. I mean, I missed one. I missed one in bow season. I missed one in muzzleloader season, and it was my own fault, you know. And I'll take responsibility for my misses. And then,
not being too specific, you know, you could step 12 miles south.
I know. I get it.
Let me know.
I'll call you. It's getting closer. It's getting closer to doing that, so.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Sounds good.
I welcome your company, Al.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it.
Well, take care, Miss Robin.
Thank you. I will.
Be happy. Bye-bye.
Frank, you would appreciate this morning. You know, Frank used to be our water guy.
I know.
And everything. Yeah. And did you deliver coffee, too, or just water?
It was coffee, yeah.
Yeah. Ask Alan about his coffee this morning.
Oh, don't.
No. Ask him about Alan's coffee this morning.
Is it that bad?
Well, no, I got everything ready last night, put the coffee in the filter, put the filter in the coffee maker, put the water in the coffee maker, washed the pot, got everything ready, came out this morning half asleep, pressed the button on the coffee maker, went out to get my coffee, and the pot was still sitting where I left it last night, not on the coffee maker.
I think we're all probably guilty of that once in a while.
So
I just thought Frank would appreciate it.
I got a mess to clean up after the show. Thanks, Frank, buddy. See ya.
Take care.
All right. Got it. Tony in Pikesville. Good morning, Tony.
Archery season starts Friday, so that's
yep.
a good thing. And I'm going to go hunt some of those orange birds that fly this morning up in one of the gun clubs up in Pennsylvania.
Oh, the orange ones?
Yeah, the orange ones. You know,
yeah,
orange. Some of them are orange rolling the ground. Some of them are orange flying through the air.
Yeah, no feathers on them.
No feathers on them.
And no matter how you try to cook them, they don't eat well.
What are y'all talking about?
They all break, too, when they hit the ground. So
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I have a little Jimmy Buffett story for you. I know Robin will probably like this. A
yes,
couple
I will.
Years ago, couple of years ago, that Margaritaville show, which, if you've never seen it, is the dumbest musical in the world. They take, you know, a dozen Jimmy Buffett songs and cram them basically with a hammer into this really dumb musical show. Anyway, it was at the Warner Theater in Washington, D.C., and it was opening night, and we went to see that. And at the end of the show, up on the stage, there's a little semi-bald-headed guy in blue jeans and bare feet playing the guitar.
That's him.
With all of the young, you know, players that are in the show, and it's like this whisper goes through the crowd. Oh my gosh, it's Jimmy Buffett! He apparently shows up at opening night when this, you know, the show tours around the country, and comes out on stage at the end and sings a song. It was very
cool. How about that? Yeah,
very cool.
Very cool.
I'm watching him right now on TV.
Uh-huh.
This is going to kill
me
today.
We just saw the show again in Columbia at that dinner theater. I mean, the show is dumb as
yep.
dirt, but it's really, it's funny, and, you know, everybody has a good time during it, so.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, thanks for that story, man. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Have a great weekend.
Take it easy. I'll be out in the woods next Friday, probably. So.
Good for you. Yeah, I hope I'm able to do that, so.
Yeah.
All right. Take care now. Hey, folks, listen, real quick. Backyard Billy's. A lot of stuff on sale for the backyard, the furniture, the Adirondack chairs, great prices on sheds and so forth. It's time to do that. Also, heating season is right around the corner. Take a look at any pellet, gas, or wood stove there. They have the best brands. They have the best service. They have the best people. Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is at Route 50, Exit 44, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, if you're coming from the bridge. If you're coming from this side, take Route 18 up through Graysonville, turn right on Evans Avenue, left on Drummond, you're right there. 410-827-4500, backyardbillies.com, 410-827-4500, Hearth America Facebook page. Make sure you check it out 7 days a week. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, your full-line Browning dealer, has everything you need for fall fishing, crabbing, and hunting. Licenses, beautiful array of scopes, full-line Browning dealer, lots of ammo, anything you need, stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108, that phone number 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood,
The answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, Aaron, who's our caller? Aaron, who's our caller, buddy? Joe and Glendon. Let's talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good, thanks.
I enjoy your show. I was calling to enter the contest, and I don't really have any questions. I just like to tell you I enjoy listening to your show on Saturday morning.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate that. We appreciate all our listeners, and we thank you for saying that, Joe. Oh, where'd he go?
I lost him.
Okay. We lost him. Sorry, Joe, but thank you for the kind words. We appreciate it. So, anyway, we'll continue the muzzleloader contest and the fish and tackle contest through the end of September, and then muzzleloader continues into October and into November. So we've got three muzzleloaders to give away, one each month. Folks, we just thank you for your listening today. Robin, welcome back. We just want to say thank you.
I'm glad to be back. If I don't make it on a weekend, y'all, it's just because this stuff has just made me extremely tired, and I'm not trying to hide from anybody. And I'm not sick, just tired. I went out and told you already about Labor Day. Let's live that way. But I'm going out on two quotes from Jimmy Buffett. The first one was, "I'd rather die while I'm living than live while I'm dead." And the second one's one of my favorite, because this is the way I try to live my life. It takes no more time to see the good side of life than the bad side. Try to live that way. It makes a big damn difference.
Well said.